الآب والابن والروح القدس إله الواحد أمين. تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وإلى الأبد وإلى دهر الدهور كلها أمين. إحنا كتير بنسمع هذا الفصل من الإنجيل اللي هو إنجيل البركة، اللي هو السيد المسيح عمل فيه معجزة الخمس خبزات والسمكتين. النهاردة عايزين ناخد ثلاث تعليم من هذه المعجزة. أول حاجة تعليم لاهوتي، والحاجة الثانية تعليم روحي، والحاجة الثالثة تعليم عملي في حياتنا. This miracle called the miracle of blessings because the Lord Christ he blessed the five loaves and the two fish. And we are hearing this chapter from the gospel many times, especially when we have fifth Sunday of the Coptic month. So the church arranged that the readings of the fifth Sunday, that will be the reading of this miracle. The first teaching that we can have from this miracle is a theological teaching. And theological teaching means that a teaching related to the theology. And theology came from the word theos. Theos means God. So to believe in God. So what is the theological teaching that we can take from this miracle? The Lord Christ performed many miracles, but there are three miracles that are different than all the miracles, because those three miracles is a proof that Jesus is God. He healed many people, but anyone through the power of God can heal many people. Like for example, Saint Peter and Saint Paul, they were healed many people. The Lord Christ raised from the dead, but also there are many people by the power of God raised you from the dead. But there are three miracles only. The Lord Christ, he is the only one who can perform this miracle. The three miracles today, this is one of them, when he blessed the five loaves and the two fish. The other one, when he turned or transformed the water into wine. And the third one, when he healed the blind man. But the question is why? Why those three miracles? Only the Lord Christ can perform these miracles. Because these three miracles, it's only about creation. And Jesus, he is God, so he is the creator. So he is the only one who can do this miracle. And you may ask, what kind of creation in the miracle of today? It was a creation because the Lord Christ had in his hand five loaves and two fish. But when he blessed them, they became thousands of loaves and thousands of fish. And how he did this? Because he created new loaves and new fish. Not only a blessing, but he created new material here. In his hand, he had five loaves and two fish. And after he blessed them, he created thousands of fish and thousands of loaves. That's why this miracle is a proof that Jesus is God, because he is the creator and he created new material. What about when he turned the water into wine? Again, it's a miracle of creation, because the material of the water is totally different than the material of the wine. So he created a new material here. And why? Because he is God. He can create a new material. No one can create. No one can create anything from nothing. Only God. He created wine from nothing. He created loaves and fish from nothing. And also when he healed the blind man, this man, he was born blind. It means that he had no eyes. So he created a new eyes for him. طيب إذن التعليم الأول اللاهوتي في هذه المعجزة، أن المعجزة ديت بتثبت لاهوت السيد المسيح. بتثبت ان المسيح هو الله، لان الله وحده هو القادر انه يخلق. واذا المسيح كان بيخلق يبقى اذا ده اثبات ان المسيح هو الله، لان هو الخالق. وزي ما قلت ان في ثلاث معجزات، الوحيد بس اللي يقدر يعملهم هو السيد المسيح. المعجزة بتاعت النهاردة الخمس قبسات والسمكتين، لانه المسيح خلق مادة جديدة، كان في ايده خمس خبزات خلق الاف من الخبز، كان في ايده سمكتين خلق ايه الاف من السمك. المعجزة الثانية اللي هي تحويل الماء الى خمر في عرس قانا الجليل، دي ايضا معجزة خلق، لانه مادة المية غير مادة الخمر. فالمسيح خلق مادة جديدة، مش مجرد تحويل، ما ينفعش يتحول المية لخمر، لكن المسيح خلق مادة جديدة. المعجزة الثالثة لما شفى مولود أعمى، أيضا معجزة خلق، لأن هذا المولود كان مولود بدون أعين، فالمسيح خلق له أعين جديدة. The second point, which is a spiritual teaching from this miracle. The spiritual teaching for this miracle that you can see that no one of the people who were sitting there asked to eat. But what happened? The feeling of the disciples and also the Lord Christ, they felt that they are hungry. So they started to think how to give them food without any of them, one of them, to ask. And this is the way that God is dealing with us. And we should believe in this. Whenever we are in need for something, for sure God will give it to us. For sure God will give it to us, even if we don't ask for it. And I'm going to give you a very big example of this. Did Adam and Eve ask for salvation after they committed the sin? No. Did they ask that God can be a man and die for them? No. Did Adam and Eve ask God to create them? For sure no, because they were not there before. Did anyone ask God to give us the Son, even that we are sometimes doing bad stuff, but still God is shining on us by His Son as we are praying in the prime prayer, that He shines His Son on the bad and the good one. فربنا بيعطينا ما نحتاج إليه دون أن نسأل. ربنا لما آدم وحواء أخطأوا شاف أنهم محتاجين الخلاص، هيضيعوا وهيهلكوا. لا آدم سأل ولا حواء سألت ولا حد سأل وقال له يا رب تعالى وخلصنا أو تعالى وتجسد لأجلنا، لكن ربنا هو اللي على طول من أول لما شاف آدم وحواء أخطأوا هو اللي قرر أنه هو يجي لأجل خلاصنا. فدي أول نقطة في التعليم الروحي من هذه المعجزة، أنه اوعى تقلق ولا تخاف، لأن ربنا شايف ما تحتاج إليه، وربنا يعطي كل إنسان حسب احتياجه. حتى لو إحنا نسينا هو مش بينسى، يقول إن نسيت الأم رضعها فأنا لا أنساكم. The second point about the spiritual teaching from this miracle, that not only God gives us without asking Him, but He gives us more than we need. When He gave them to eat, they gave them to eat and they were full, and 12 baskets of fragments also, they collected them. And this is the way that God is giving us. He's not giving us little, but when He gives a lot. ربنا لما بيعطي يعطي بسخاء، عشان كده يقول عنه معلمنا يعقوب الذي يعطي بسخاء ولا يعير. يعني عمره ما هيجي يقول للإنسان أنا اديتك. احنا نعمل كده مع بعض، احنا بشر، نعير بعض ونيجي نفتكر أنا اديت فلان وساعدت فلان وتعبت عشان فلان، لكن ربنا ما يمشي معنا كده، يعطي بسخاء ولا يعير. And the third point, that God, if He gives us without asking Him, And if He gives us a lot, it means that He is our Father, and that means that He is our Good Shepherd. And we should believe in this, so we don't worry, we don't fear anything, because God, the Almighty, who can do everything, is our Father. God, the Almighty, who created the heaven and earth, is our Good Shepherd. يقولنا التعليم الأول اللاهوتي بهذه المعجزة المسيح هو الخالق. التعليم الثاني الروحاني إن ربنا بيعطي دون أن نسأل, يعطي بسخاء, وربنا هو أبونا وهو رعيدة. The last point, which is a practical teaching in this miracle, that when God wanted to give them food and there were thousands of people, He asked the disciples to let them to sit in groups of 50. In groups of 50. And that is teaching us that God, He is God of orders. When He created everything, He created everything in order. He did not say that everything to be created at the same time. And the same way, when we are in the church, when we are with God, we should also have everything in order. ربنا هو إله نظام. الله إله نظام. ربنا لما خلق, خلق كل حاجة بنظام, كل حاجة بمعاد, وكل حاجة بتدقيق. لما جه يعمل المعجزة النهاردة ما لهمش يدوهم كده وخلاص, ولا حتى زي ما احنا بنعمل لهم يقفوا صفوف, لا, قال لهم اقعدوا 50 50. وربنا كان محدد, يعني ما قال لهمش اقعدوهم مجاميع وخلاص استموهم مجاميع, لا, ربنا كان محدد, قال لهم استموهم مجاميع, كل مجموعة 50 ويقعدوا, وانتوا التلاميذ لفوا عليهم ويتوزع عليهم الاكل. فايضا تعليم حلو خالص في المعجزة ديت ان كل حاجة بنظام. الكنيسة فيها نظام, والكنيسة مش بس في نظام داخل الكنيسة من ناحية الهدوء والنظام والترتيب, ولكن أيضا في نظام في الصلوات, في نظام في الطقس, في نظام في الرتب الكهنوتية. كل حاجة ماشية بنظام, والتلاميذ اتعلموا من السيد المسيح هذا الدرس. عشان كده هو هم أيضا نظموا الكنيسة بنظام معين لما استلموا الكنيسة, لما صعد المسيح قعدوا نظموا الكنيسة بنظام معين. يبقى إذن أول تعليم لاهوتي, الله يسوع المسيح هو الخالق. والتعليم الروحي إنه الله يعطي دون أن نسأل, الله يعطي بسخاء, الله هو أبونا ورعينا. والتعليم العملي إن الله يحب أن يكون كل شيء بنظام. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد, آمين.